Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
Wow, we found out the culprit very, very quickly. You must know by now, the assassin of Chris Hani, Janusz Wolos, who recently finally got parole, was stabbed. We now know the stabber, Mandla Samuel Madonsela, a former South African Air Force sergeant, an MK cadre, allegedly, no one was there to see it, but he was the stabby, stabby one. Apparently, he was going for the heart, and he missed.
What's a cadre?
A cadre. He's he's an ex-military man, and he's part of the camp now.
Sure. All right. Also, as I wake up this morning, if you do care about the Kardashians and Kanye West, now known as Kanye and Kim have finally reached a divorce settlement. The divorce settlement includes joint custody of all four children, as well as dividing up their real estate assets down the center.
And then the news that broke last night. So our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, may be in a bit of trouble.
Hot water.
Yeah, some hot water. This is the guy who said that over the years that he's keen to clean up South Africa, state capture. But then something broke earlier this year about Palapala. It's now been called the Palapala Gate. And yesterday we had a report that came out that said the Section 89 parliamentary panel has found that President Cyril Ramaphosa may have a case to answer over the 2020 allegations of the crime that took place in Palapala.
I just want to put it on the record.
Yes.
Just want to say this is your most classic case of whataboutism, right?
Yeah.
We are now trying to put this president in the same category as Eskom president.
Yeah.
400 billion rand, 400 billion rand unrepairable hole.
Mm.
And then this guy, a couple of million dollars for selling some of his cattle, which is he disinvested in, and someone else made the decision for him but kept the money in his room. Is that really? Are we really going to put them in the same WhatsApp group?
Yeah, so it's a bit more complicated than that.
I'm at the risk of oversimplifying.
There seems to be a break of oath here. That's the problem. There seems to be a break of oath. It was 5 billion. It was 1 million.
No, doesn't matter. Arthur Fraser had one job and he did it.
Yeah.
Well done. You did your job.
And we can see your camp, Darren Moore.
Yeah.
Yes, we know who you
And then I'm going to move on to an incident that happened 8 months and 3 days ago, and we still haven't got the apology we wanted. Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, one of his last that he's going to be doing, had Will Smith on the show. They were discussing his new film Emancipation, blah, 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 movie, but what about the slap? So they had to talk about that night at the Oscars, which was in March 2022, when Will smacked Chris Rock, whether it was pre-planned or not. We still will never know. But we've never heard an apology. But this is what happened a little bit on the show.
I understand, you know, how shocking that was for people, man.
Right.
You know, I was gone. I was, you know, that was a rage that had been bottled for a really long time.
Right.
My nephew, Dom, is 9. And it's like he had stayed up late to see his Uncle Will. And we're sitting in my kitchen, and he's on my lap, and he's holding the Oscar. And he's just like, why did you hit that man, Uncle Will? You know, damn it. Why are you trying to Oprah me?
Well, he also says in the interview, just by the way, he says that he tried to reach out to Chris. Chris is not quite ready. He wants to apologize to him when he's ready. He said, but at the same time, he wants to not be too hard on himself. He wants to allow himself this time to kind of heal and move past it. So,
yeah,
leave it there.
Okay, here we go. Here's your fifth story. And again, this is what I'm going to help you with. In case you're thinking of people in certain camps, I'm in the camp of let's move forward. Let's get things working. Let's get jobs. Let's get a sense of living lacquer. Well, a truck driver and his supervisor were arrested for allegedly swapping out good, perfectly usable quality coal and delivering substandard coal to Eskom's Matla power station on Monday. Now, this question, like many questions building up to a certain event in the next 2 weeks, you must ask this question. Who benefits the most if Eskom fails right now?
Mm.
And if this government is failing right now, who benefits the most? Have a look at that and then holla.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.